Today I'm going to answer questions from emails that people have sent me, and I get many emails all over the world from people that want to know what is going on. And I try to answer people's questions as best as possible. So I thought I would read some of these emails that I have received so that you all can hear my answer. The first email, and these are going to be anonymous, I'm not going to say their names. The first email says, "Because people believe that viruses mutate, there is a concern from people that those who have gotten the vaccine are going to get non-vaccinated people sick by mutating viruses. So I argue back that since we make our own viruses and we can't transmit our viruses to somebody else, the vaccinated people are not going to get us sick. Is this correct? I'm not sure if any of your articles have touched on what this mRNA vaccine will do to people, but I'm so incredibly disheartened and how many people in fear got this vaccine so willingly." Well, my answer to that is shedding. You hear this all the time. Shedding. Well, what is shedding? Shedding is real, but is it contagious? Well, the answer is no, because viruses themselves are not contagious. But you hear about shedding being contagious if you receive a vaccine. There is no such thing as shedding insofar as it being contagious. Viruses are not contagious, and therefore neither is shedding. Contagious shedding is a theory designed to appeal to mass ignorance regarding the nature of disease. It plays right in to conspiratorial thinking. For many people claim that vaccines will cause a person to shed a virus. If someone has developed a virus, it will, of course, shed along with toxins exiting the body. But this is not a danger. A related theory in modern medical doctrine is that of herd immunity. You hear that all the time, too. Herd immunity. Now, herd immunity doesn't exist at all, whatsoever. Herd immunity is not real. Herd immunity is merely a tactic by which to convince the population to play their part in increasing the vaccination rate. Likewise, shedding is a misnomer that leads many to then claim that vaccines cause the virus to shed. But this appears to be both a trap, ending up mainly being a trap for conspiratorial people in order to mislead and confuse. Those in power utilize controlled opposition, both subtly and not so subtly. They have a way of misleading all sides into a cul-de-sac. Above all, they also must be consistent in their theory. If you inject a virus, and viruses are contagious, then shedding must be too. Therefore, their theory reflects this. Now, talking about the trap, those in power always have a trap that they lay for people that are seeking the truth. And when they fall into that trap, the other side that has been brainwashed will use that as an example that they are so out of their mind crazy that nobody should listen to them. They have no concerns that are worth thinking about, that are worth addressing. That is why I say that these theories, such as shedding, not only are they supposed to be a theory to help the consistency of their doctrine that viruses are contagious, they also seem to be a trap for conspiratorial minds. So keep that in your mind whenever you see these terminologies here. because many times you are going to fall for them. And then someone is going to make a fool out of you. Moving on to the next email. About these mRNA vaccines, from you and other critically thinking sane people, we have learned that cells themselves make the viruses to clean the toxins, and virus is just a piece of RNA and is not alive and has no energy, storage, etc., and cannot enter a cell or pretty much do anything. It just dissolves the toxins. So can man-made mRNA vaccines really enter inside human cells and start to do their destruction, whatever that then really is, as they at least can't make the cell to produce any proteins, as you said? What are these vaccines actually doing? And my answer is, it depends on what they have developed and the technology therein. I believe it is a possibility that they can enter cells and modify DNA synthesis and other genetic information that is contained in the cytoplasm of cells via transfection and transcription modification. Of course, they come out and state that these new vaccines cannot in any way alter DNA and point to the fact that there is no genetic information in the cytoplasm of the cell, which they claim is as far as the mRNA is taken into the cell. Well, that, ladies and gentlemen, is a bold-faced lie. Because there is genetic information in the cytoplasm of the cell. As I laid out in my latest newsletter, all of the genetic information in a cell was initially thought to be confined to the DNA in the chromosomes of the cell nucleus. It is now known that small circular chromosomes called extranuclear or cytoplasmic DNA are located in two types of organelles found in the cytoplasm of the cell. Think about that. Therefore, it is a lie that they are attempting to make cells produce viruses. This would be virtually impossible to do. That is the cover story to mislead. Instead, they are altering DNA by introducing specific nucleic acids into the cell, which will alter the way the cell behaves, causing genetic changes that can harm cellular integrity. And worst of all, may change a species' genetic information over time. What that is and how it takes place, I do not know fully at this time, but my knowledge on the topic is expanding. Quote, nucleic acids modulate gene expression by driving overexpression or silencing of a gene of interest. Gene silencing is a method used to prevent expression of a gene of interest. The expression of a gene can be partially reduced, it's called gene knockdown, or completely blocked, gene knockout. This is a new type of vaccine. While all vaccines alter DNA over time, this is perhaps something else, something more dangerous, something that can alter specific genetic information, not merely the appearance of an organism, but it can change the genetic structure of an organism over time to weaken a population more quickly. Either way, these vaccines are causing damage, and not just cellular damage, regardless of mRNA or not. Their chemical constituents, being bound with attenuated synthetic tissue, can eventually enter cells and cause damage. They will not cause a cell to produce antibodies against a particular virus, which is the stated goal of these mRNA vaccines, nor can they make a cell produce a specific virus. Their stated goal will not reflect the purpose, and the actual purpose will never be told to you. That will be hidden behind the veil of secrecy, It is my belief, based on evidence, that these mRNA vaccines alter DNA synthesis and gene expression in order to weaken the body over a period of time and change the organism. As the cell divides to become two cells, DNA is copied so that both of the cells contain the correct genetic information. Therefore, DNA synthesis can be altered, and each time a cell divides, you have DNA alteration taking place between all cells thereafter. There is no doubt in my mind that these are population reduction methods. No doubt. Here's a message I received recently about the brainwashing of people, the way that society is conducting itself, the fact that they don't want to find out the truth. In fact, they don't even care. I'm dumbfounded how the world can be deceived in this way, how the numerous scientists and doctors and governments are being hoodwinked or playing along with the narrative. The battle for protecting our rights is going to be an uphill task, as more and more people have given in to fear and given up their rights for convenience. But I do understand how heartbreaking it is not to be able to travel to see their loved ones if they are not willing to be vaccinated. Absolutely. My answer is, people do not care what is true or false. They only care about their conveniences. They do not want to face the reality. Because if they do that, they will have to look at themselves in the mirror and say, "You are stupid. Because you did not seek the truth." And do you realize the burden of knowing these things? It's a great burden, and I live with it every day. You look at the people around you, and you know that they live their life day to day, and they don't understand what is taking place. I have studied these people for more than half of my life, and I can tell you that the ignorance of the sheeple knows no bounds. They simply do not care. And it is time to quit all of this talking with these kind of people. It is too late. They have had years and years and years to wake up, and they chose not to. If we keep wasting our time, we are going to find ourselves in a ditch that we cannot get out of. And I can assure you that if the people do not wake up, they're going to wish they were never born. That is how bad the situation is going to get. And it keeps getting worse and worse every single day. All it's going to take, listen to this very carefully, all it's going to take is one or two more of these so-called mass shooting events. All it's going to take is one or two of these events, and your guns are going bye-bye. That's because the American people are going to allow it to happen. But there's going to be a large group of people that are not going to let it happen. And I am counting on these people to restore this republic. It's up to those people, the patriots, to do so. Because the cowards and the people that are out there, the sheeple, they're not going to lift a finger when the time comes. They're going to be the ones that are stealing, looting, killing for a can of food. We've seen this. If you think that the black community is stealing TVs because some black man got killed by the police, what do you think they're going to do when they can't get any food? When their life is truly in danger? When the economy collapses? Then what? Think about it. We, the people, must have a Second Amendment, and it must be upheld. The reason that they are trying to get rid of it is because they must prevent the uprising of the American people to reverse what is coming so that they cannot fight the tyranny that is to come. So you're going to see, mark my words, and I've spoken about this before, I have predicted this, others have predicted this throughout history. They were right, and I'm right. What's going to happen is you're going to see an increase in mass shootings. They're going to capitalize on this because they manufactured them in the first place in order to justify the removal or the severe limitation of the Second Amendment so that you do not have the right to keep and bear arms in order to protect this country, the Constitution, from tyranny. Now, Joe Biden, just the other day, he said, no amendment is absolute. This is what he said. No amendment is absolute. Now, can you believe that? When it says, shall not be infringed, what does that mean? Is that not absolute? Or can I not read? Absolutely, it is absolute, absolutely, when it says, shall not be infringed, period. There is no debate. And I love all these people that have never read the Constitution. They've never read the writings of the founders to see where they were coming from when they crafted the Bill of Rights. The Second Amendment is not merely designed for the militia. It is designed for the people, we the people, everyone. The militia is also something that they love to attack. But you see, they take the militia and they use that to try to prove their point on that. So they'll say, well, that's for the militia. Only the militia has the right to bear arms. But in fact, they don't believe in the militia either. They would like to do away with the militia as well. But you see, while the argument is going on, they're going to shift it over into the militia and use them to try to prove their point. But getting back into the message, he's absolutely right. People only do things out of convenience anymore. They do not care about the implications. This is all to do with bringing about world government, and I can assure you that these imbeciles, these stupid sheeple, they're going to wish they were never born. When you see a group of elderly people sitting in a parking lot waiting for their vaccination, when you see old little ladies walking for miles in the rain, when you see these so-called Christians that are actually fake Christians, that are not real Christians at all, sitting in church with a mask strapped across their face, when you see all of these things, you know that it's over. There is no going back. The people have been brainwashed. And speaking about the fake Christians for a moment, I'm so sick and tired of these people. Absolutely sick of them. I have never seen such a group of cowards in all of my life. They're not Christians. You cannot worship God in fear. It is the exact opposite of what God is about. And they have shown their true colors. It should be no mystery to anyone looking at these people. They are not willing to die for their own beliefs. They are not willing to die for God. Therefore, they could never, ever be a Christian. I don't know what they are. They're cowards. But they're not Christians. You must be willing and ready at any moment to die for what you believe. Without freedom, you have nothing. You cannot do anything. Without freedom, you are nothing. Freedom is essential. You cannot worship as you please. You cannot do anything as you please. And yet you have all of these so-called Christians, these preachers, these priests, anywhere. They're supposed to be believers in God. Absolutely pathetic, and it's sickening. These are not real Christians. To be a real Christian means to not be a coward, because God gave you the spirit of courage and power, not of timidity. It means you are willing to die for what you believe, because you know that what is coming in the hereafter is so much better. And you take this and you look at it and you expand it out and you see the deception, the far-reaching propaganda that has misled the people because they were not aligned with the truth in the first place. If you told these people to strap a dog turd to their face, they would do it in a heartbeat if they thought it would save their life. Absolutely they would. That's how stupid people have become. Or maybe they've always been stupid. Now, why is it that I can see all of this, but nobody else seems to be able to see it? Or very few people. Very few people. Most of the people watching me, listening to me, those are smart people. Intelligent people. They're worried about what's going on. They see their family. They're getting these vaccines. Now, I'll tell you what's going to happen is that the people in these families that are not going to get the vaccine, their families are going to try to convince them tooth and nail, they must get the vaccine. They have to get it. And if they don't get it, they're going to be castigated from society. How do I know that? Because that's exactly what has happened to me. I have observed it. I have lived it. I have experienced it firsthand. I have gotten emails from these people that have told me the exact thing that I'm telling you now. People have the same experiences. When are people going to wake up? Listen, you must forget about all these people. They are not going to save you in the end. Only you have that choice. Because if you get the vaccine, you're going to have another vaccine. And then you're going to have another. Whatever they tell you to do, you're going to do it. Because you've already gotten that far, why would you stop then? You're going to keep doing it, whatever they say. And it will just go on and on and on this way. because they're going to say that you need 2 vaccines a year. They might even say you need 4 vaccines a year in order to travel, in order to fly, ride in a car, a truck, whatever, in a vehicle, to cross state lines, to go into a state building. Now, I'm going to tell you something else. You're going to piss somebody off. You're going to piss off the right person. And it may just be me. But you're going to piss the right person off, and you're going to have a big problem. Okay? You're going to have a big problem. Because not everybody out there is stupid. And they know their rights. And they know what it's all about. They love freedom. They love their family. But you're going to prevent someone from traveling to see their loved ones unless they get their stupid injection. That's not going to work. That's why it's up to the American people that are awake. In order to reverse this, they must get up off their ass and take action. Get the word out. Do something. Take part. Because those in power do not care about you. They do not care about your family. And if you think they do, you are so misled. You are incredibly naive. You must care. You must have the courage and the conviction to not be afraid to die, to stick your neck out. These people that I was just talking about, they don't have the courage to stick their neck out for nothing. And that's the sad reality of the situation. They don't have the courage to do squat about anything. They're afraid they're going to lose their little job. Well, I don't know how. Nobody's got a job. If they do, they're working a couple hours a week. The jobs are virtually non-existent unless you're rich. And those people are going to be affected too. They think they're going to escape what is coming. And that's the thing you have to understand about these people. They don't see how it affects everyone. So they believe that there's nothing going on. You have people on a pension. They don't see what's going on. They get money every month. Look at all the people committing suicide. Look at all the people, the drugs, because they have nothing to live for. They have lost their purpose. Because when you take someone and you put them in a society, and then you take it away from them, they do not know how to survive without it. They have become so used to this society that they don't know any way else. And that's another sad fact. You must be willing to give up everything at a moment's notice and walk away from it and never look back. I learned that years ago when I was searching for the truth. I like the things that I have, but I could walk away from it at any time if I truly had to, and I would not miss it. That is the attitude you must have. You're not going to take anything with you except for your spirit and your memories, your knowledge. Always remember that. Is it worth it to you to give up your freedoms, your principles, in order to have a little security? The security that you think you're immune to a virus that's not even contagious, that you have been brainwashed into believing is contagious, that you have been turned against nature, against that which is natural. You have been turned against it, and now you have become something that is not natural. You inject this into your body. You have become something now that is not natural. You can't see it, but it's there, and you have altered yourself. And this leads me into a final email that I would like to read concerning the topic of mRNA again. And it reads, "Thanks for sharing about the DNA changing effects that vaccines and mRNA vaccines can possibly do. It's disturbing that they are pushing for everyone to have it when it is still experimental and can affect our health in the long run. What is worse is that everyone, including those who had COVID and recovered, would eventually need to be vaccinated to have a vaccine passport in order to have access to basic human rights. I'm still thinking how to work around it." That should be everyone's concern. My answer is, it is my belief that they have been working on these particular mRNA vaccines for years prior to the pandemic, quote, which was clearly manufactured propaganda on a worldwide scale. I was the first one to outline the connection between an increase in pollution and the possible increase in viral illnesses. It is my contention that COVID-19 is not a real virus, but is an umbrella term that contains many coronaviruses which we see each and every year. They have manipulated the public on a wide scale to convince them otherwise. Yes, there will always be an increase in the next year following a prior year of heavy pollution. This is to be expected, as the body will detoxify yearly. The vaccine passport is highly unconstitutional and must be fought tooth and nail. Many air services are government-run and are not considered private corporations, since they are methods by which the public use for travel. Either way, they cannot mandate that you go against your body in your beliefs in order to give you the right to travel, fly, sell, or otherwise move from place to place. Their mandate of masks is pushing it already. Vaccines being mandated to fly will either cause the biggest uproar ever, or the American sheeple will slink away once again as one more of their rights are stolen from them. Of course, you can't say it was stolen because they would have allowed it. Now, finally, I'm going to read something I wrote in an article. The article is named, "Does COVID-19 Exist?" It's on my website under articles. They, the media, are brainwashing their audiences, which is made up of millions of Americans. They have convinced them that China released a virus, a manufactured conspiracy theory. Furthermore, those in power have utilized Chinese counterparts to concoct a fictional story to cast doubt on the origin of this supposed virus. Chinese-controlled opposition, individuals hired by the West, has dramatized the story in order to make people believe that this supposed virus originated in Wuhan and that it escaped a lab there and made its way out into the world and infected the population. This is obviously a lie because, simply put, viruses are not contagious. The only way such a virus could inflict damage is by direct injection through a vaccine. This is why they are consistent about their messaging that this is a deadly and contagious virus. Donald Trump never did what was necessary to strike a blow to the New World Order. His involvement in rolling out these vaccines and being so adamant about developing a vaccine was very telling of his true motives. However, I do not pretend to know all of his motives. I only know his actions speak to something nefarious. Perhaps he was manipulated by those around him, brainwashed and misled. this is possible. It is likely that all of the blame does not lie squarely on his shoulders. Even so, he must still be responsible for his beliefs and actions in the end. By encouraging his followers to get the vaccine, he is going to help destroy this country and harm the human race. The deception goes deeper still. People on Fox News, people such as Mark Levin, Sean Hannity, people that are normally very conservative voices, either they are misled or they are misleading intentionally, or Fox News is misleading them to read something on air that is not true. It is up to them to tell the truth. People such as Mark Levin and Sean Hannity and a whole host of other personalities have misled their audiences in a way I had not thought possible. Much of this is via their own ignorance, their incessant glorifying about the accomplishments of Trump in getting Operation Warp Speed completed. It is further proof that those in media are deceivers and working alongside the enemy. This is incredibly subtle, and you must understand their tactics, lest you yourself be deceived. So I hope this has been an enlightening program today, and I plan to do more of these in the future. I learn a lot through the different emails that I get, and I'm always learning. See, that's the difference between me and someone that says they've got it all figured out. Because the minute that you say that, you become a fool, because you do not have it all figured out. But I know, without a doubt, that what I have imparted to you has been the truth. Otherwise, I would not come on here and say these things. So I'm going to leave you now with a few more words to help you understand where I'm coming from. Those who would give up essential liberty to purchase a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety. Think about that.